February what? Also tell her to keep a laser in mind. Tell her I have to. So just told her. Now, another niece of mine is not going to do that either. Nachis, we also had a conflict. Nachis Eifrof and his Eifrof.
Really? So we're part of one big family. See that?
Okay, Vayishlach Yankev, Malachim Lefono, Velesov, Ochiv, out to say you today. So the truth is, this first pasuk is a really tremendous pella. Rashi brings down that Yankev Avinu Vayishlach Yankev, he sent Malachim Mamish, he sent actual angels for this mission. So the obvious question, which many of the Mefarshim ask, is why in the world would he send real Malachim for such a mission? Send a mailman. You know, Malachim are not for your personal business, Malachim. Malachim are angels that should be used only for very, very unique situation. So here he's sending presents to Esav HaHashem. Sends Malachim to deliver it. Doesn't make sense. So obviously there must be something deeper behind this mission than just sending presents. There must be something deeper than that. Rashi brings down then, Vayitzavoy Samlemo, Koyomar Avdecha Yankev, and Lovan Galti Voicharadot. So Chazal Vaisachesa bothered this whole thing is extra. Everybody knew he went to Lovan. Everybody knew where he was. He went to Lavan. So what is Yaakov sending his brother? The obvious. Send him a gift. What's he sending him this whole message to begin with? Im Lavan Garti Voicharadot. So Rashi brings down, Garti Begematria is Taryag. Loimar Im Lavan Garti V'Taryag Mitzvah Shemal. I kept the Taryag Mitzvahs. So many questions on this Rashi. Number one, why in the world is Esav a Rosh Hashanah if he kept the Taryag Mitzvahs? What's he sending that to Esav? It's Gator and Esav a Rosh if he's keeping Taryag Mitzvahs. He is keeping Taryag Mitzvahs. He's not keeping. Who cares? Number two, the Mabitis, the second Kasha, he didn't keep Taryag Mitzvahs. He married two sisters. While he was by Lavan Arami, he married two sisters. In fact, the Ramban asked, how was he allowed to do it? It was Chutzlar. Whatever solution we have. He couldn't keep the mitzvahs of Klius Baretz. He was Chutz Laretz. He couldn't keep Chumas and Maisles. Right? Couldn't keep the mitzvahs of Klius Baretz. Then I know you go over there. So how could he make a statement? Im Lovan Garti, the Taryag Mitzvah Shemart. A, why does Esav care if he kept the Taryag Mitzvahs? A. And B, even if Esav would care that he kept Taryag Mitzvahs, it's not Emes. He didn't keep Taryag Mitzvahs. So how could it be a Kedusha? Chazal tell us that he was somehow being meramis to Esav. He was hinting to Esav that don't think you could win me. Because Yitzchak, when he gave the brachas to Yaakov Avinu, he said, Kasha Torit. When Yaakov Avinu doesn't keep the Torah mitzvahs, then he'll be able to overpower, Esav will be able to overpower Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov was sort of giving him this remez, don't try to mess with me. Because you should know I did keep the Torah mitzvahs. The obvious question on that, and this I ask whenever we learn this parasha, we know Yaakov Avinu prepared himself for three things. Tefillah, Doiren, and Mulchama. And that remains a symbol for generations to come. That when we have when we're up against an enemy, we have to try to appease. There's appeasement. We have to daven, and we have to be ready to fight. If we got to fight, we have to be ready to fight. All of those things have to be prepared. It's like that. We need to have tefillah, Doiren, and Mulchama. But it's very obvious that when you're sending the Doiren, you don't mix into war with that. Now I'm trying to appease you, right? If somebody is trying to make up with his wife, he doesn't put into the gift that he's trying to appease her with. And if you're not masking, you're gonna have a bitter divorce. I'll fight you with my attorneys and I'll you're trying to appease her. The gift says, I love you and I hope we live together, Ad Me'ev Eslim, and everything is givaldic. Yeah, then if the gift doesn't work, and then you're in the fighting mode, then you say, you know what, I hired Konstan. They call him Malachamovitz, right? I hired an attorney that's gonna fight you. Okay, fine. But that's when you're fighting. You don't mix that with the gift. When you're giving the gift, you're giving a gift. So why would Yaakov Avinu in the gift hint to the fact that Esav, don't try to mess with me because I kept the Torah mitzvahs and I have the brachas, and if he's messed with me, he's giving a gift now. He's trying to appease him. If he wanted to give that to the soldiers, the machna achas, tell them, you know what, if Esav comes and Yovei Esav, he go. So tell Esav, don't try. Okay. That's acceptable. Shkech. But here he's sending a gift. Why would he send a gift with a threat? It's just it's built a human kiyasupa. Anyway, Malachim come back, and Yaakov Avinu was afraid. He davens that he should be saved from Esav HaRosha. Chazal asks, why is he davening? He already got a haftocha. When he left base camp last week's parasha, he got a haftocha from Rabbeinu Shalom that he's going to be watched and protected. So what was he afraid of? So there's all kinds of pshatim to answer what he was afraid of. What Yigrei Machet, and what exactly he was afraid of. What's the chait? He just finished saying, I'm loving God, Yivetayim Mitzvah Shamati. He just finished saying that I kept the Torah Mitzvahs. So what's he afraid of? He's afraid. What's he afraid of? Okay. Then we have the famous Chazal, which we spoke about by Shal Shudis. We didn't really come up with a teretz yet. The Chazal that we spoke about by Shal Shudis was the famous Chazal with Dina. Rashi brings it down. And Rashi says, V'dina heichan hoisa. He says, where was Dina? And Rashi says, he put Dina into a box. Why did he put Dina into a box? Kedei shelo yozen Esav HaRosha einov aleihem. He didn't want Esav HaRosha to see her. Because of that, says the Medrash, she was punished. That later on in the parsha, Shechem kidnapped Dina. That was a punishment because Yaakov Avinu didn't allow Dina to marry Esav. Perhaps she could have changed him. She could have fixed him. The fact that he didn't allow her to marry Esav, he didn't allow Dina to marry Esav. And mainly because of that, it was, he was nichshol. So there the obvious question is, what do you mean? For sure, if Yaakov would have allowed Dina to marry Esav, Chazal would have had a lot of tainus on him. Chazal don't say, find an Esav for your daughter. Chazal say, you should sell everything you own and marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Right? So, your job for your daughter as a father is not to find a boy that she could be Makarov. That's not what a shidduch is about. You find a quality boy, an adarabe. You should exert yourself. Chazal, everybody asks, all over by other mitzvahs, you don't have to give away more than a fifth of your money. All of a sudden, by marrying off your daughter to Talmud Chacham, it's yimko kol ma sheyesh lo. If anything, they went to a crazy extreme. Sell everything you have to marry off your daughter to Talmud Chacham. So what's the time on Yaakov Avinu? What's the big deal? So Yaakov Avinu, He protected his daughter Dina from Esav. It makes sense. He should have protected his daughter from Esav. What's he supposed to do? Let her marry Esav? So that's Mamash Apel. So I mentioned from Rav Shach. Rav Shach has a fascinating idea. Rav Shach says that Kiruv is such an important element in our emunah, in our religion, that when you do harchoka, when you separate from another person, and you reject them, there's consequences. Even if you're justified for your rejection. And exactly. Rav Shach, that's what he's put this, he's talking about that, with Timna. Right. And Rav Shach said, you have to daven, hachikeinu me'adam ra. You have to daven that you shouldn't be confronted in a situation you have to reject somebody. Because if you have to reject somebody, it has consequences. The fact that you have to reject somebody is a problem. You should daven, you shouldn't have to reject somebody. But rejection is a problem. Even a justified rejection is a problem. And Rav Chaim Shulevitz said the same thing about Machloikis. Rav Chaim Shulevitz always used to say, Machloikis is a fire. If you go into a fire, you get burnt. You can have a good kavani, you go into a fire, you want to save somebody, you're still going to get burnt. The fire burns. He said, Machloikis